Trotter, you've watched it with Darryl Poole, Chris Henderson, and those guests, Les Paul, Joe Frisco, and the Andrews sisters. And here's one of the Crosby brothers.
Which one?
Bing.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
The bright one. I know my own name, don't I? How the fellow ever, the carrier tours fresh from the triumphal engagement in Las Vegas, where they broke even, are back in the fold, and ready to work. We blend in what we think is a bright opening entitled Uncle Remus Ford.
Think Uncle Remus would be interested in the easiest way to play records ever invented?
Well, could he slide a platter of corn, pull him in, and play it automatically?
Well, naturally, if the song were to eat his corn.
If I had an old platter of Frank Sinatra's handy, I'd drape it over your ear.
You can pick any platter you like, Bing. My point is that if you think to play any kind of platter on the 1201, 10-inch, 12-inch, makes no difference. The 1201 adjusts itself automatically to either size record. Now, do you see why I'd be the same? You can play the 1201 blindfolded.
But could you be blindfolded and still finish this commercial before it's time for the little children to go to bed?
Yes! It takes just a few seconds to so-called deal to demonstrate that the 1201 is the easiest radio phonograph in the world to spin records on. No meters to change, no fussing with lids, controls, or tone arms. Try out the 1201 tomorrow. It's the most original radio invention of the year from so-called the leader.
The thought drives now before the program is over to start introducing our guest, the first of whom is Les Paul. But Les goes to a guitar, as I imagine exactly what a guitar likes to have done to it. Some time ago, Les and his group collaborated with me on a record, and we would like to do it now in person, so to speak. So we must have got to get me somebody to love, Les. Could make the thing fast, maybe.
I got to get me somebody to love. I got to find a new time and nothing for me. One who
Did they borrow $20 off you for transfer to the hotel?
$20 cabs.
But, well, you live at the plaza. That's only 2 blocks from here.
Yeah, but there's a stoplight at home, and that runs into money.
Ah, Joe, here now.
And besides that, I took the cab back at the race track.
Well, you're hosting the track a little early. Don't tell me your horses came in already.
My horses all came in, but I couldn't wait for yours.
I think you've forgotten, Joe, that I sold my horses. Anyhow, you doing all right, Tony? How are you making out?
Well, Saturday I lose 200, and Tuesday I got the yard in my hand, but this afternoon I had a big day. I lose $400.
Well, at that rate, you better give up betting on horses.
I can't.
Why not?
Well, it's my bread and butter. It's my living.
Well, yeah. Anyway, Joe, tell me, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I think I'll lend you that $20.
Okay, it's your funeral.
All right, let's go on. There's 10, there's 5 over there, 15, 16, 17, 18. And I'm only got $19, Joe. I have to owe you a dollar.
That's okay. I'll talk to you at leaving town, eh? You're a lot.
By the way, Joe, somebody told me you used to do a vaudeville act with four chickens.
Yeah, I didn't like it, four chickens.
Did I?
Oh, they laid them in the eye.
I do it,
I sold 3 of the hands.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept the one hand.
What kind of stuff did it?
Oh, sensation. Stop the show overnight.
What? How did you do
it? You jump up a table on one leg, on the floor, yeah, the back end of the table with the one leg, and did a back somersault with the one leg, and a front somersault with the one leg.
Yeah. Oh, it sounded like him doing all those tricks with one leg.
Yeah, but on things that you give them days, something happened.
What time did you wait for that?
No, I ate the leg of chicken didn't move. So long, Ben.
That's a full of so, what's the matter? What happened?
Richard wouldn't open the door.
I thought Richard. That Richard hold up for the winter, doesn't it? Now, to get on with things musical, we call upon the young man who plays the piano, using only the fingers of his two hands. He steps to the ballroom now, takes his mittens off, while they dangle from the string around his neck, he removes the handkerchief, which is pinned to his gray purple blouse, wipes it down, and takes his feet. He's not to skip anything about to blow the very thought of you. That was as bright and shiny as the copper tips on the toes of the shoes. Now to get to some other old friends and talented crew, Churchill rolls out the press carpet for the Andrew Fisher Carter, Maxine, and Laverne.
Oh,
pardon me, I didn't mean to scare
her. No, Laverne means that you look so healthy and rugged.
I've been out in the open air. I was bear hunting this weekend.
But he left?
You got away from four bears.
Did pretty good in the fire department, though, until I had a little trouble with my bird dog.
What was the trouble?
I caught him taking a bribe from a pheasant.
Why, Jane, that sounds incredible.
If you don't believe me, I'll tell you again. He was calling my father home.
Who is Chubby Jan?
It's the biggest liar in Hollywood.
Oh, right. Well, I believe he could make a great song.
Yes, he is. Anyhow, girls, suppose we all go into a huddle and come up with a tune for our small but select radio audience.
Well, shall we do a new one or one we've done together before?
I'm just trying to get into the swing of the moldy. First, how about stop the mold to take it away?
I can take some old tunes.
I know, but it led a very fast life.
Mm.
Five America, John.
Up here in the land of the hot dog stand, the Russian bomber and the good human man. We think our South American neighbors are gone. We love them to beat the band.
South America, bubbly, bubbly, right there, bubbly. One thing you can do, I say you can do. Beautiful land, you know what beauty stands. Beautiful land, I've got a vision to that Pan American plan.
Take back your standard, I'm your humble, I'm your family. Don't keep moving around, I can't be right any longer. I may be laughing down, and every day I get stronger. But all the patience is in place, and it's making me feel like I'm going to be a fan. There's a change to call in the back of my soul for a little while.
Andrew Fisher.
No, that isn't the way Bob figured it first. He just wanted one of us.
but singing very loud.
Little boy Hoker.
But you're in the picture, Dan.
Well, I am now, but I'm just the second choice as far as Hope is concerned. You know, he tried to get one of my kids.
Oh, he's crying.
Sloan's the one that hasn't learned to count money yet.
Oh, the
baby. Put it back and forth. They couldn't get together.
Well, what the hell is a big musical? It cost Bob a lot of money to produce it.
Get on there.
Yeah.
You know the part in the picture where Hope and I get lost in the jungle? Well, the jungle is out. He's shooting that scene in Colonna's mustache. He's even saving all the little pieces of film that are being cut out of the picture.
Well, what are you going to do with all those scraps of celluloid?
Well, he's going to have them smoked and sell them on street corners during the next trip. Anyhow, girls, Bob has given us permission to go preview of one of our numbers in Road to Rio. So I'm glad you don't have to know the language. This scene could ultimately be a mild smash. And I think it is quite as John, the poet both, and James Highflyer Van Heusen have included much valuable advice to travelers for literature. What is a musical debit to this year? So they might have gone?
Okay, then, let's go.
Oh, now, Miss Andy, that's to be deliberating. Make your problem on the key is green and wobble and whip. And your language always means a miss. That's it.
And
the Pontina.
Is Amiga. Now we know.
Now they know. Now they know. Now they know. So you can't understand what they're saying. All you can't read is sign that you see.
But you don't have to know the language.
It's the moon and the sun. The day and the night. Looking around. You can't put the clothes of your bonnet. The sugar of mountain and dew.
All the day down the menu. Nothing. You can't ask the soul what to do. You don't have to know the language.
With the moon and the sky and the day and the long while looking around. Don't you smile your way. What more did you want anyone to say? For you find yourself.
You don't have to look enough long to say why.
What you're saying, you need an interpreter too.
But you don't have to know the language.
With the moon in the sky,
and the girl in the
eye, and the look in the eye. The moon in the sky, and the glow in the round, and the look in your eyes.
No, you don't have to know the language. If you don't want to say goodbye.
Thank you very much. I only hope we do it as well on the set as Road to Rio tomorrow. If we don't, hope we stand us all in the corner and make you say I have a bad, bad boy club doctor.
If any time you take the Road to Rio, take along that sensational new social portable. It's good company on the road to anywhere, and you don't have to know the language to enjoy the world of radio entertainment it brings you wherever you go. Mighty handy for travel, too. It uses the same type tubes as the Army's walkie-talkie. The same kind of circuit Coco used for field communications equipment. So, it's smaller and more compact. And what a powerhouse for reception. Get your stations that are hard to tune in even on big sets. Plays on trains, plays on planes. Requires no special aerial of any kind. And when you hear a rich tone, you forget all your previous ideas about portable radio performance once you listen to this new streamlined Coco. And you're getting two radios in one. A home radio you can plug into the house current, plus a lightweight portable that plays on its own long-life battery. It's brand new all the way through, and it's a SoCo, famous for quality the world over.
Chip Thomason joins me now, and so would I.
Do the stars adore you, although they're lonesome for you, they give you the stars. By the way, so would I. Think how the raindrops miss you, they hold down to kiss you, and hope for the stars. By the way, so would I. I saw a rose try to imitate your smile, and you could have heard my heart for a simple mile. The wise old owl is tuning, he overheard you dreaming. But he won't try, win or lose, be or die. And by the way, so would I.
Convention Radio from Coco, the leader.